Watch, Adam Carolla shreds fucking douche Eric Swalwell for fake anti-ICE story. By Warner Todd Houston on February 12, 2026. Comedian and podcast king Adam Carolla flamed Democrat California Representative Eric Swalwell, calling him a pussy for pushing out what Carolla felt was an obviously fake story about a bodega worker's fears of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, during a House hearing with ICE Director Todd Lyons. ICE Director Lyons appeared before the House Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday to answer questions about the current operations and practices of immigration officers on the ground in cities all across America. During his time to ask Lyons his questions, Swalwell doled out a story about having met a bodega worker who claimed that she was afraid to walk out to the parking lot when she leaves her job at midnight for fear that a carload of ICE agents will screech into the parking lot and grab her. The congressman claimed that the woman was afraid to give him her name and that she wanted to know how she can tell if an unidentified van with men wearing all black and their faces covered, and they don't have any identification, are criminals or ICE agents. Director Lyons pointed out that ICE agents don't go around all dressed in black and with no identification. Lyons replied, "Sir, ICE agents have identifiable placards on their uniforms," he said, and added that they also wear their badges. "But you won't see ICE agents rolling through the parking lots and just snatching someone up. ICE does intelligence-driven, targeted enforcement operations." The confrontation sent Carolla to blast the sanctimonious Swalwell as a pussy. "Swalwell is such a fucking douche," Carolla said. "When women do this, I kind of go, I'll write a little theater. When guys do it, I go, what a pussy. What a pussy. And for me, I would rather deal with a violent alcoholic dude than a pussy. Pussies are the worst dudes. They're the fucking worst. And Swalwell's a pussy. And this is a puss move right here." New: Adam Carolla nukes Eric Swalwell. "Swalwell is such a effing douche, what a PSSY. And for me, I would rather deal with a violent alcoholic dude than a PC. PCs are the worst dudes. They're the effing worst. And Swalwell's a PSSY." At dailycallerpic.twitter.com/NL7Kfife, Earl. Jason Cohen, at Jason Jernodg, February 12, 2026. Carolla said that he didn't believe a word of Swalwell's story about meeting a frightened bodega worker, and the comedian insisted that Swalwell made the entire thing up out of whole cloth. During the hearing, Swalwell also pushed the debunked story that I somehow arrested a five-year-old child. The California rep showed a photo of little Liam Conejo Ramos, who Swalwell said was arrested by ICE. Little Liam has become a poster boy for leftists trying to smear ICE agents, and Swalwell asked Lyons if he would resign because his agency arrested a child. Lyons, though, said he would not resign and pointed out what really happened with little Liam. He said he would not resign because, "Sir, that child that you're showing right there, the men and women of ICE took care of him when his father abandoned him and ran from law enforcement." The true story of Liam Conejo Ramos was explained last month by the Department of Homeland Security. On January 20, ICE conducted a targeted operation to arrest Adrian Alexander Conejo Arias, an illegal alien from Ecuador who was released into the U.S. by the Biden administration, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials detailed. As agents approached the driver, Adrian Alexander Conejo Arias fled on foot, abandoning his child. "For the child's safety, one of our ICE officers remained with the child while the other officers apprehended Conejo Arias. Parents are asked if they want to be removed with their children, or ICE will place the children with a safe person the parent designates," DHS added. DHS also explained that this policy has been the same since the Biden administration, writing, "This is consistent with past administrations' immigration enforcement. Parents can take control of their departure and receive a free flight and $2,600 with the CBP Home app. By using the CBP Home app, illegal aliens reserve the chance to come back the right legal way." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.